Now we'll hear about rock and roll reaching the roof of the world. Tibet's capital of Lhasa now boasts half a dozen groups that combine the sounds of traditional instruments with a rock beat. As Rhys Ehrlich reports, young people are trying to change Tibet's traditional musical tastes.
Saturday night, a club called Unplugged is filled with over 100 young people, many of them dressed in tight jeans and leather jackets. They drink beer and snack on dried yak meat. During the day, 19-year-old Saran Chitta sings in a traditional Tibetan opera troupe. But at night, she comes here, hoping to join a rock band.
I'm pretty interested in rock and roll music. In the past, I didn't know much about this music. It's quite popular in Tibet here. No matter what kind of music we want to hear, we will try to find some rock and roll music like the Tian Chu played.
Tian Chu is the Mandarin name for the Tibetan band Vajara. It's Tibet's first and most famous rock band. Vajara performs an eclectic mix of styles, from heavy metal to blues rock, played on traditional Tibetan instruments and electric guitars and drums. Vajara was founded by drummer Tenzin Dawa. In the early 1990s, he studied music at the Central Nationalities University in Beijing. Back then, Dawa would mostly listen to the music of Cui Jin, the man credited with popularizing rock throughout China.
Later on, with the access to the internet, we can get access to all kinds of information. So later on, I was affected by some foreign bands like Nirvana, U2, Metallica.
Dawa sensed that American and even Han Chinese rock might not appeal to local audiences, so he sang in Tibetan, and he found some similarities between rock and his country's folk music. Dawa's band uses a traditional six-string fiddle popular in the city of Lingzhi.
One part of Tibet, there is a music called Lingzhi folk song. The rhythm of the music is quite similar to that of blues. So we have a point that we can get into the music, get into rock and roll, so that we can incorporate the two kinds of music better.
He sings an example. Despite this affinity for rock, Tenzin Dawa's favorite music is Tibetan opera.
Heavy metal, yeah, they have some common places in Tibetan operas, although they are performed on different musical instruments.
In Tibetan opera, the heavy bass lines are played on traditional stringed instruments. Vajara takes those sounds, along with guttural throat singing, and turns them on their ear. Turning opera into Twisted Sister is jarring for most Tibetans, who are farmers and herdsmen. Gengdong Peiji is a professor of traditional music at Tibet University in Lhasa.
A number of the people here, especially the senior residents, don't like this idea of incorporating traditional music into rock and roll music, but young people don't mind. The herdsmen, they are not quite used to this. They don't accept this.
Vajara is trying to win bigger audiences with its rock adaptations of folk music and its original songs. This one promotes Tibetan concepts of oneness with nature and protection of animals. The musicians stay away from controversial political themes, says Tenzin Dawa, but they do compose songs critical of Tibet's problems, such as rampant materialism. Officials have so far let them get away with it.
I think they have adopted a wait-and-see attitude. We write lyrics against selfishness and greed. When we write about such things, they are positive.
Still, Chinese authorities exercise strict control over song lyrics. Sex and drugs are out, but it appears rock and roll is here to stay. For NPR News, I'm Rhys Ehrlich.
And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.